Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is time for the Richmond Market Minute. Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us. This is a morning, Mike, where you probably are glad you're not doing politics. It's something easy like managing billions of dollars in money.
Right? Man, I tell you what, that was it was interesting, I'm going to say, John, but I'm going to have to take umbrage with a whole lot of folks in my business right now that are saying that, you know, when you watch, if you watched the debate last night, or even if you've been talking about the election, that markets do not like uncertainty, or markets go down around uncertainty. I think last night added certainty to things, because we certainly know we're going to have an election early in November. We have known for some time it's going to be very contentious, and I think that was crystallized last night. So from a market standpoint, the markets would rather have the election right now, mm-hmm. because everybody knows where everybody is, I believe, at this point, and we know we're going to have an election, and we just need to get it behind us. If I were looking for an uncertainty, John, and I'm not, but there are always going to be some out there that make market nervous, after last night, I would only think one thing, and that is, what is it going to look like? Because we, at least an aging baby boomer like me, I am used to knowing, as a very young man, the next day, or certainly maybe the day after the election, knowing with certainty who the president was going to be, with one exception. And now we've known more often than not that night, with a very high degree of certainty, who the president was going to be. Now I'm just wondering if the market's going to have a suspension of time for a little bit in the few days, weeks after the election before we have any confidence in being able to say who the president's going to be. I don't know that, mm-hmm. but all I'm looking for is things that might make the market uncertain. Who's running and who's going to vote for whom is not uncertain now. That's a known. We don't know the outcome yet, but I'm not worried about what the outcome's going to be as much as I'm going to worry about how long it's going to take to get us there. Markets will absorb that, but there is no uncertainty around the election anymore, knowing that we're going to have one, when it's going to be, who's going to run, and one of those two guys is going to win. And the markets know that and have already priced all that in accordingly.
Okay.
But you know what? Consumer confidence was off the charts yesterday, way yeah. better than anybody anticipated. Yeah. Housing numbers still remain very strong. If there's a drawback, we'll talk tomorrow about Disney's news last night. Because okay. Disney announced they're going to lay off 28,000 people.
I saw that, yeah.
And read the commentary as to their rationale. And you and I will talk about that tomorrow because it was a political statement in and of itself. But I'll tease you with that and we'll talk more tomorrow.
Okay. And let's see when things open today whether there is a blowback to last night.
Looks like a very slight down tick right mm-hmm. now, but nothing to write home about.
Okay. Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors. Thank you.
Hey, everybody stay well out there.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.